Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for September 14th, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd like to begin by introducing first Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Laura Duvall.
Brian Tierney.
Megan Walker.
Great. Members of the commission here today are, shall I go through it for everybody? I can't see everybody, but Commissioner Mahoney, I see you there. Is Commissioner Foti here?
Yes.
Great.
I am here, sorry, you can't see me.
Okay. Commissioner Spears?
Yes, I'm here.
Very good. Is Commissioner Fuentemayor available today or is she not
attending? Yes, I am.
Great.
I'm here.
Welcome. Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Roman?
Present.
Okay. And I understand Commissioner Smith is out sick.
Right.
Okay. Did I get everybody? And I'm Commissioner Minor. The commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts or remodeling of historic structures. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. Today's agenda has no land use cases, actually. After items of interest, we will move into a briefing and then we have a design advice request. And I do also want to acknowledge the difficulty of the past week or two with the fires and the smoke. I know it's causing many of us just in the Portland area breathing this air to be coughing. I'm going to be trying to turn off my mute as much as possible. And I hope that nobody has been affected by losses. I know many of us know people that have anyway. So let's go ahead and begin with some items of interest. Hillary, do you have?
I'll just note that probably since you guys got your packet, we switched the order of today's hearing and we're going to have the design advice request first so that the applicants can get in, get their comments and get out. And then we can have a pretty loose conversation with Brandon about HRCP. I guess in terms of items of interest, I wanted to note Dan Ryan started as city commissioner last year and we BDS have been assigned to him. So hopefully we can get to know him a little bit at all soon when he has the time and he can potentially meet with HLC leadership as well, so that we can, so that he can get to know our work. So just an FYI.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Another thing I just wanted to remind commissioners is that the next hearing on the 28th, we have a pretty hefty set of nominations that, you know, we've all been assigned to at least a couple. And so, you know, hoping we're all staying on top of that and getting that reading done. It's sort of, you know, it can be kind of hard and technical reading material, but the more prepared we are, the faster we can go with that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read the procedural information then, unless you have anything else, Hillary, on items of interest. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read